Hello and welcome to another episode of Online Marketing Communications.
Online Marketing and Communications.
Marketing know-how for your business.
Yes, welcome to another episode of the show, all the way from the Doghouse Studio here in Stockholm, Sweden. It's a particularly sunny Friday as I'm recording this. Where are you as you listen to the show? I'd love to know. Send me a tweet on Twitter at JONBUSCALL or a mention on Facebook if you're connected to me on Facebook. Let me know where you actually listen to this show. I'd love to know. I always listen to podcasts when I'm walking the woofs, as you might expect. I listen to them when I'm driving, and I drive lots of places, and it's really great that my phone syncs with my car to play the audio there. I never listen to the radio, only podcasts, and occasionally Taylor Swift. Any interventions will be greatly appreciated. And last thing at night, I tend to listen to quite a bit of podcasts as I rest my weary head. Another music reference there. Not bad too in an intro. Today's episode is all about a great tool for curation. Yes, it's Publicate. It's an interview with Chris Bradley of Publicate over at publicate.it. And what Chris has done with Publicate, which has just gone into full release this last week, and I've been following it for a long while actually. What Chris has done, he's created a tool with his team that enables you to bring blog posts, PDFs, photographs, everything you could think about digitally, and put it together to curate for your audience. And you can distribute those curated materials in emails. It works brilliantly with MailChimp. Embed them in your blogs. You can share them as web pages within your internal organization, externally. You can use curation for, and this is what I think is really exciting about Publicate, for lead generation. Those of you looking to bring in a new route, a new pipe to your sales funnel, bringing people into the funnel there. It's a really interesting product, and I definitely think you should check it out. There's a free trial. I am in no way associated with it other than having used it, having talked to Chris, loved it. And I really recommend you check it out. But before you do that, have a listen to this interview with Chris, where we talk about curation and Publicate and what he sees Publicate can do for your kind of business, whether you're a marketer, an educator, a bootstrapper, trying to go it alone, trying to juggle everything and get your message out there. And I think you'll find it interesting. I'm, of course, the one trying to interrupt with tricky questions there, but then again, if you're a regular listener to this show, you know I'm a bit like that. So, Chris, it's great that you could come on the show. Publicate has just come out of beta. But before we get into Publicate, why don't you just tell people quickly who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I'm the founder of Publicate, and I started the company a couple of years back. And we've been working on a way to help people to get more value out of the content curation effort that they're doing on a daily basis. Because when I started the business, what I noticed was that a lot of professionals and small businesses were spending a lot of their time curating content and saving good information that they find. And I wanted to provide some way that they could use that information to be able to create new and valuable content to share with their audiences. So that's where the company came from. And aside from Publicate, I also teach product management at General Assembly on the weeknights.
Okay, so a lot of people might not know what General Assembly is. Lots of listeners here are outside the UK. What's General Assembly?
Well, General Assembly, I think it actually started in the US. So it's a company that offers digital courses to adults that are wanting to extend their skills in a new field. So, for instance, there's courses on product management, front-end development, back-end development, digital marketing, things like that. And they're generally in the evenings or full-day workshops.
Well, let's dive into Publicate. The best thing to do if you're listening to the show is go to publicate.com. it. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes, and that will be at moondogmarketing.com/154. So the first thing you should do is go along and sign up so you can actually have a look at it and have a play with it, because I don't want to just try and describe it here on the podcast. And as I was just saying before we started the call, it's a beautifully designed site. But
thanks, John.
But once you've got into Publicate, what is Publicate going to do if you are bootstrapping your business, or if you're a marketer already working for a company? What's the premise?
Well, basically, the real value is that it enables you to create content assets out of the effort that you're already putting in. And those content assets can be things like email newsletters, roundup blog posts, internal knowledge sharing, resource hubs, branded social shares. Any content assets like that, it means that by using Publicate, you can get any number of content into the platform really easily and then create those kind of new pieces of content from that and share it out with audiences.
Now, when you say email newsletters and roundup blog posts, Publicate plays very nicely with services like MailChimp, am I right?
Yes, it does. We have a direct integration with MailChimp.
Could you talk about how people might use email newsletters or roundup blog posts with their own platforms? Because I don't want people to just think that you've got to be in Publicate itself. It plays really nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah, so actually we don't deal with sending any of the content ourselves. What we actually do is provide the facility for people to be able to create the content assets in Publicate. And then, like you say, it plays nicely with any other tool. So if you were sending out an email, then there's a button that exports the HTML email code. And you could use that with backend systems like Mandrill. You can put it straight into Gmail. You can put it into Outlook. You can put it into any email client that takes HTML code. And exactly the same for creating those blog posts. There's a button that exports the embed code, just like a YouTube video, and you'd take that to WordPress or Tumblr or whatever CMS system you're using and just paste it in exactly like you would a video.
Now, the space for sharing content, several people a lot of consultants and thought leaders in marketing have been talking about curation as a powerful device for marketing. What's your take on curation as a strategy for marketing, given that Publicate is so good at this?
Well, I think you need to do both curation and creation. So I don't think it's an either or, but the value of curation is that there's already so much great content out there, and through tools like Publicate and other curation services, it means that people can find the content that they're finding really valuable, add their own insight to it, repurpose it, and then share it with their audience in a way that is more valuable to their audience than them just finding that one piece of content. So you can actually provide a lot of value through curation, because it saves people the time of having to go and find all of those individual pieces. The fact that you're bringing together multiple things, adding context to it, and then sharing it where your customers are. It actually, there's a bit of a misconception with curation that it's a lazy way of marketing. And actually, I think, yes, there is a lazy way of doing it, and there are some tools that make it automated, but we've purposely focused on enabling people to curate and add value in the simplest way possible. So it's not all automated. So it's more about what you found useful and how you relate that useful piece of content to another piece of useful content, and how you bring that together, and then the value that you add to it with your own insight. So I think going about curation that way is a very valuable tool, because it saves your customers having to find the content themselves, and you've added your own insight and context to the content as well.
I've got two responses to that, and I'm going to try hard to remember my second point here. But my first point, while you were talking there, I was thinking about a newsletter that I find is an absolutely fabulous resource. That's Christopher Penn's newsletter, which is an absolutely brilliant marketing newsletter. And Christopher Penn, and he's the host of Over Coffee. I can't remember the title of the podcast, but I'll put it in the show notes. It's a brilliant podcast, but his newsletter is always curation. He includes the must-have posts that you could read, you should read to do with X, Y, and Z, the tweets that you should check out, etc., etc. And they're always text-based. And which isn't very attractive. It works very nicely. I find it quite easy to go through. But I was just thinking, having been under the hood and played with Publicate before myself, I know that Publicate makes curation look really beautiful in email, doesn't it? Could you say something about the visual strength of Publicate?
Yeah, so the way that we've built the tool is that any URL or any website or article or video that you put into the product, we will scrape that website, and we will pull all of the images that we can find there, and we'll also pull like the title and the description text. And all of that is then preloaded, and all you have to do is drag it over to the template, and it will populate the content space with a feature image, a title, and a description. And then you have the ability to change that feature image or upload your own. And then you can change the text and add your own insight like we were talking about before. And we've done it that way because, like you say, email newsletters is a massive trend at the moment, especially around curation. And I think probably one of the reasons why a lot of it is just text is because trying to format images in email is notoriously difficult and time-consuming. So what we've done is make it so that you get really good looking content in email just through drag and drop, and you have full control over the images. So we've made sure that we focused on image right from the start, because obviously it has increased click through, looks better with your brand. A wall of text. If you're faced with a wall of text as somebody who's about to read something versus some text with some images breaking it up, it's a lot more inviting and engaging. So the way that we built Publicate right from the start was with a focus on visuals and how we could get it looking as best as possible, but with the customer having to do the least amount of work. And I think that's the key to the tool. Versus just creating the email newsletter in services that are out there at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It just takes away all the time.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's so important that this is you open it up, you get going, and you can publish your first newsletter or your first blog post with integration from Publicate very, very quickly. You don't need to be a techie. You don't need to have any coding experience. And it renders really, really nicely. The second point that I was going to make there was, do you have any idea of what the sweet spot is for the number of things that you should create in an email?
The number of pieces of content you should add to an email. I would say up to 10, to be honest. I would say somewhere between 5 and 10 would be the sweet spot, because generally email people these days, especially as well, most people are checking their emails on their phone when they're out and about, and you want to kind of have a couple of really key pieces that will catch someone's attention and hopefully drive some clicks.
And because it plays so nicely with the service like MailChimp, for example, and I have no affiliation with MailChimp whatsoever, I'm just, because I know that it works myself having tested it, is that, you know, in MailChimp you get the data, you can see the percentage of clicks and opens, and you see exactly what people are clicking on, even if it's the information pulled in from Publicate. So I mean, you can test yourself, you can measure for the sweet spot there, which is really important. Now, you talk about on the website, it sort of teases this whole idea of, well, you know, get leads too, and that's of course the holy grail of online marketing, sales and leads. Tell us about capturing leads and how that works and why it's so important to Publicate.
Well, I think if you look at the original curation tools, they were all about just being able to create this kind of content, or even before then, the Scoop-Its and Pinterest and things like that. Back then, it was all about being able to add or collect content that is relevant into buckets, as I call it. And you'd have a bucket on this topic and a bucket on this topic, and you could direct people to that. Then, and that was a valuable marketing tool back then. But now marketers are all about how do we get more leads into our marketing funnel. And curation is a perfect way of doing that, because as I said before, there's a lot of value in taking the time and effort to curate a really good resource or a really good branded share. And because you put that time and effort in, if you built a resource on the best ways of marketing a startup on no budget, and you found 20 great articles, and you'd been through, say, 500 articles to come down to these top 20 that you'd found, there's a lot of effort involved in that. And that means then that resource is very valuable. So what we've done is enable people to lock the content that they've added to this resource, so that when somebody comes and they want to actually access the content and read it, they have to provide their email address and their name, which then goes into Publicate, and you can export all of those into your marketing funnel. And that also ties in nicely with if you are also creating and curating, if you've done any white papers or you've created some long-form content of value that you want to put behind a lead capture, you can add that to a curation, and you can actually, or to a publication with other curated content, and you can select which bits you want to lock and which bits customers can just access anyway. So you can give away some for free and then lock other bits.
When you say, I haven't tested this myself, but in terms of lead capture, do you have to integrate it with a service like Lead Pages or Unbounce, or is lead capture within Publicate itself?
This is all within Publicate. So you don't need to, all you need to do is share the publication that you've created with your audience. And then the all of the lead capture happens within Publicate itself.
Is the barrier for quality curation getting higher?
I think yes. Just like the barrier for creating quality content is getting higher, I think it's only getting higher because a lot of people are using curation, and when a lot of people start using a marketing tactic, then the standard of that marketing tactic goes up. But there's a lot of ways that you can get quality curation without a lot of effort. So we recently released a blog post about connecting Feedly to Publicate.
Mm-hmm. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Feedly,
it's the RSS reader that came after Google Reader.
Yeah, that's right.
And it just means that you can put all of your content sources into one place, and you can sift through them, and anything that you find really valuable, if you hit save for later when you've connected it with Publicate, then all of that content will automatically appear in Publicate for you then to easily add to publications. So it means that you can apply this filtering process as part of your day anyway to ensure that the content that comes into Publicate is the best stuff that you found through reading the news every day. And then you apply another filtering process when you actually get to Publicate. Out of all of the best stuff that I've found so far, what is the absolute best stuff that I then want to add to a publication?
And this is, I think this takes us on to the whole idea of bigger organizations, because, you know, we are falling under huge amounts of information on a daily basis. It's everywhere. And if you've got someone on the team that's responsible for, you know, in really big companies, responsible for putting information together, educating the people in the team, in bigger workforces, whatever, this is where Publicate is really good, because you can create internal pages. Or, as you said yourself, you can send it through Gmail to your client, email client, whatever. But
yes,
but it's a great way of making social, web posts, news, you know, bringing it all together in one place.
Yeah, exactly. We actually have a quite a large number of companies that use it for like an internal knowledge sharing or an internal update. So we have a couple of PR companies that someone in the team will pull together all of the most interesting news around some of their top clients, and they'll send that out to the team first thing in the morning, so everybody's on the same page with what's the latest in those specific industries. And even we've even got some companies using it for like training resources. So if you've got a new member of staff that's starting and they're going to be in the marketing department, maybe well, it's the way that some companies use it is they would pull together all of the useful articles that they found online that have helped them to get to the position that they're in with marketing, and all of the sort of tips and tricks and resources that they found valuable. And they pull all that together into a publication. And then when the new member of staff starts, they say, here we go, have a read through that. And that'll get you up to speed on a lot of things.
Mm. One of the big trends in marketing, particularly for, you know, solo entrepreneurs, has been the e-course, the learning course, the premium website. And while I've been playing with Publicate, I was thinking, this is exactly the kind of tool that someone who is running their, you know, their online learning resource could use to bring in extra value. Because, I mean, they're typically selling information, the skills that they've got, how to podcast, how to market your app, etc., etc. But what this enables people to do is to bring in another form of curation, that if you're the expert, to not just share your own information, but to make your premium site a news resource, a learning resource. It's a fabulously versatile tool for things like education.
Yeah, well, and I think that education and sharing other people's resources, I think that also speaks very well to brands, because nobody wants to hear about the brand, about the brand, about the brand, about the brand, about the brand. What they want to understand is, does this brand understand my industry, my needs, and are they somebody that I can trust to give my business to? And by sharing, and this is where curation is really good, because you can find other people's voices and points of view that echo your knowledge and your experience within the industry. But because it's not your own branded content, then customers have more trust in it, because they know that it's not a sales pitch, because it's somebody that's not related to the brand that is telling them exactly the same story that you're trying to tell them. So curation is really powerful for you to be able to bring together other experts' viewpoints into one place, but then also add some of your own content in there as well, just to echo that we're talking in the same direction as these experts. But it means you haven't had to create all of that content yourself. And that's why I said right at the beginning, I think it's not about curation or creation, it's a mixture of both. And through curation, it means that we can create value easily without always having to create the content from scratch ourselves.
Whilst looking through the site and looking through the product, it talks about press pages and media kits. And actually, we've just been making a couple of press pages and media kits for customers here at Moondog the last couple of weeks. So it caught my eye that. So could you talk a little bit about how Publicate works for media kits and press pages?
Well, so with a press page or a media kit, generally you're going to have a lot of resources that a journalist will want to get their hands on. So when they're writing their story, they've got all of that media content together. So there might be a slide deck about the business. There might be a promotional video. There might be a number of photos from a photo shoot. And then there's probably maybe some other coverage from some previous press stories that are in the news that a journalist would like to read to give them some background information. And maybe also just some company posts or customer reviews that are online somewhere. And with Publicate, it means that you can pull all of that together into one publication, and you can embed it on a website, like on your blog or on a private page that only journalists have access to. Or you can send it to them directly in an email. And because the way that the email works is it's actually just a link to the file, rather than you're actually sending the file, it means that whether it's video or PowerPoint presentations, no matter how big that packet of information is, you're actually only sending links to that information rather than the information itself in an email. So it means you can get engaging emails out with quite a lot of heavy content on there without actually sending the heavy content.
So, Chris, while we wrap things up here, what can people do to find out more about Publicate It and try it out for themselves?
Well, definitely if they head to publicate.it and get themselves signed up. We've just put in a nice onboarding process with lots of tips and tutorials. We've also got a blog at publicate.it/blog that's got a lot of ways to use Publicate and a bit more information about the integrations that we've got with Publicate to help them get going.
All right, Chris, brilliant. I'll put links to that in all the show notes and links so people can connect with you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, John.
Massive, huge thanks to Chris for coming on the show. I was rushing in between meetings to cram that interview in. I actually had to go up the motorway and back in between a couple of meeting calls to fit that in, and just made it. So I think if I'm slightly faster than usual in my questioning, it's because I'm still mentally in the car. So do go along to moondogmarketing.com/154, where you'll get all the links to everything mentioned in the show. I'll be back with another episode very soon, but if you do enjoy the show, please recommend it to your friends wherever you connect with them online. I'd appreciate that massively, hugely. It would be wonderful. Speak to you soon.
Online marketing and communications.
Marketing know-how for your business.
As always, recorded in the Doghouse studio. For more, visit moondogmarketing.com.